Newport School District 145 has exciting plans in store for the coming school year. One of the most enthusiastic administrators is Dr. Rocio Del Castillo, Assistant Superintendent of Language and Culture. She works with students and families who speak different languages, and I recently interviewed her.
Yep, it's another Timbuktu interview highlighting people who make our community even better. Let's listen.
Hello, this is Becky Connors, and today I'm at the Freeport School District 145 offices with Dr. Rocio Del Castillo, who is the Assistant Superintendent for Language and Culture. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Becky.
Our pleasure. Just to get started, since you're relatively new to the community, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, my name is Rocio Del Castillo, and I'm the Assistant Superintendent for Language and Culture. The Language and Culture is the newest department of the district. So it was created last year as a Department of Bilingual Education, and this year we changed the name for Language and Culture to be more inclusive, because we know that we have a lot of students that are trilingual, and they have different languages, but also it's more that we also work not only with language, but with the community and the culture. So I'm pretty excited about our new name. We're all kinds of, you know, we're working of all kinds of swag and ready to receive our new team. I was born and raised in Peru. In Peru, and I came here 20 years ago. I always, people ask me, why do you came here? I came here for love.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, I fall in love. It was a training. So I was in a training here in Arthur Anderson's offices in St. Charles, and I met my husband. So it was love at first sight. And that was 23 years ago. And then I decided, okay, I'm moving to Chicago. It was November. It was really cold.
Oh, yeah.
I love snow. So it was exciting. I was, I started my career as a psychologist. So as an clinical and educational psychologist in Peru, I really, really I didn't want to be a teacher. My mom was a teacher. My grandma was a teacher. And I spent so much time in schools. My mom was grading papers all the time. And I was like, and you know, the pay was not really good. So I was like, I'm not going to be a teacher. So I decided to go to school to be a psychologist. I did therapy for 10 years. And then I was like, well, I'll try educational psychology. And that was it. So I started working with students that were bilingual in Peru. So when I came here to the States, my husband said, well, what do you want to do? So I raised my kids, but at the same time, I was working in my certifications. And they told me, well, if you want to be in the classroom, you need to be a teacher. And I said, no. So I was like, okay, it was my love. Education has always, I feel so strongly about how education can transform lives. So I went back to school. I did my master's in teaching for special ed. And I started working as a special ed bilingual teacher. Then I went back to school after 3 years and I did my master in leadership and I became a principal.
Oh.
And then while I was being a principal, I have an amazing school. I decided, well, I want to have a bigger impact in the educational community. So I went back to school for my doctorate. And that's how I started my career in district office as a after a principal, was a coordinator for language learning. I was a director of special services in a district. There was a bilingual director first, a director of special services, an assistant superintendent for special services. And then last year, I came here to Freeport and I fall in love with Freeport.
Well, we are so glad that you're here. And what an interesting road to take.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting how we all change our paths as we go through life?
Exactly.
Wonderful. Well, if you could please tell us a little about what your department does here in Freeport.
So my department was created, there's two reasons. Every school district that has more than 200 students need to have a bilingual director. And that's the state law. That's Illinois regulation. Mm-hmm. So that's the compliance part. But also it was this need to have a department that will work in instruction in supporting our multilingual students. Mm-hmm. And that comes, we have a long flow chart and a process, right? That comes as they start in registration and how we support them. And when in registration, they said, well, we speak another language.
Yeah.
Then we have to test the students and give them the placement that the state defines that what is like an appropriate education for them. That sometimes it's not the general education class in English. Sometimes is, you know, self-contained in the language, in the native language. The state regulation is that if we have more than 20 kids of the same linguistic group in a school, mm-hmm. we need to have language instruction in their native language.
Sure.
So that was the idea, was to look. Last year was a year of just look at our systems and our processes and how we were supporting our students in mm-hmm. instruction, social, emotional. And at the end, we want our students to have the same access to all the, you know, the offerings that we have for our English speaking students. And for me was, on a personal level, was a whole year of building mm-hmm. a community here in the office, building a community with, you know, the principals, with the schools. I spent a lot of time at school. I spent a lot of time building these connections with the library and with the college to have the ESL classes, with the parents to have our bilingual advisory committee, with Voices, with all the wonderful organizations that we have. Because I don't believe that as a school district, we work in a silo, but we work, you know, we have to work together. We have to create this little team of partners to support Definitely. Our families and our students. So for me, it was a whole year of also knowing the community, right? Knowing the community and how tight-knit it is and how I can, I moved to Freeport. So last year I moved to Freeport. So just meeting with everybody in weekends and, you know, stores, in the park, in the gym is an amazing. So that was for me personally, my first step. How do I make Freeport my community Wonderful. So I can serve better the families mm-hmm. on Freeport.
Yes. And that's important. You serve the families, not just the students who are in the school, but the families. And I remember you telling me on another time how many different languages are represented.
We are in 18 languages. So that sometimes people get really surprised when I say how many languages. And that makes a little our work a little more challenging, right? Because it will be ideal if everybody will speak one language. But because the level of support that we need to have bilingual support, but also English as a second language support for all the other languages. There are a minority language in our district. Most of our students, I'll say 90% are coming from a Spanish speaking home. Mm-hmm. Other, like I'll say probably 5% are coming from an Arabic speaking home. And the other 10%. That makes some 85 plus 5 plus 10. Yep. That's 100%. So they come from all different like languages. We also have a big group of indigenous languages from Central America.
Yeah.
And that's very difficult also to support, but we are ready for the challenge. We have a great team. I think we hired many teachers, many paraprofessionals this year. So I feel that we are coming to this second year with a strong team that really want to do what is the best for our students.
That's great. And does each school have a teacher at this point in this program?
How it works is like we have one school, Blackhawk. It's where most of our Spanish speaking classes, like the instruction that we give instruction in Spanish, mm-hmm. It's there. So we have a lot of support there. With Principal Clendell, we have done a lot of professional development there. And in all the other schools, I will say that now 100% all our schools have English learners. I was just looking at the numbers of the high school, and we have 126 English learners just in the high school.
Just at the high school.
So every school has, the high school has a team of EAL teachers, Spanish heritage teachers, and paraprofessionals. The middle school too, we have Spanish instruction in the middle school. Mm-hmm. And what in the other schools, we have what we call bilingual or ESL itinerant teachers. When we didn't have like more than 20 kids, or like we have 15 or less, the teachers will go to two schools. So we have a little team of itinerant teachers that they will go to different schools, including preschool too.
Wow, that's a big team. That sounds great. Yeah. And what were your biggest successes last year, do you think? What makes you proudest or happiest when you look back on the year?
I think we have, you know, it was a very good year. I think we have grown a lot. There was not a department. So now we have a department, and that was the biggest success.
Yes.
I think it was impressed of how Freeport received our new families. It has been very humbling how they receive me first, you know, how the families receive me, mm-hmm. the English speaking families and the Spanish speaking families and the other families, the community, how they really want to do what is the best for all the students. Mm-hmm. I think that as an administrator, I cannot do my job if I don't have a supportive board.
Yes.
A wonderful leader, the Dr. Alvarado, and wonderful teachers, right? Mm-hmm. Because our department is tiny. We're two of us, right? But then how the teachers and how the principals have worked to support the students. So I think my biggest, what I'm more like prouder is about the community mm-hmm. and the school community and the community of Freeport and how they receive us, how they embrace us, and how they celebrate our students.
That's terrific. That is really terrific. Yeah. So looking forward, we've got the school year coming up before you know it. What do you see as some challenges or some opportunities in the coming year?
I think this year we're going to have a very new team. We're bringing teachers from outside also. We're having teachers and they're very diverse. We have teachers with Mexican heritage, also teachers from Panama, from Argentina, from República Dominicana, from Cuba. So we have a lot of different nationalities, and that gives such a richness in, you know, our environment to the students. Mm-hmm. I think we're very tight in our programs. So we have our programs really set, our curriculum, we have updated our curriculum and the books and the resources that our students are getting. So we're going to have a full team. This is, I think, the first year we're going to be fully staffed in the bilingual area for a long time. Actually, we're doing really good with our hiring and in all the district. We're super proud about it, but especially in the bilingual area, we've been fully staffed since May, and that's huge for us because there's a huge shortage in the nation.
Nationwide, there's a huge shortage. So that's a big score right there.
So we're excited about that. But at the end of the day, and Dr. Alvaro is super clear, is student achievement, right? How do we help our students to get the best education we can give them? So because after all this compliance and all the tests that we're giving to our English learners and how we are screening them and supporting of the family, we want our kids to graduate and to graduate with a great education. Mm-hmm. So that's the goal for next year, to support and continue that path that we're working on attendance really, really hard mm-hmm. because we want our students here so they can learn, yes. right? And at the end of the day is that they kids graduate and they do whatever they want to do with their lives moving on.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. This is one of our Timbeck 2 interviews for the Free Pod. And we're thrilled to have you in the community and thrilled to have your interview today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Becky. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dr. Del Castillo. We know your team will help students and families in Freeport.
Make sure to listen to a new interview when it drops on freepod.org at noon every Tuesday.
And don't forget to listen to the newest Free Pod podcast when it drops at noon on Thursday. It's the news you've been missing. Special thanks to Jim Yeager and the HCC Mass Communications Department for making us sound so much better. Great work by intern Charlie B. Connors. And you know why Freeport's so wonderful? Because you are in it.
This has been Tim Beck 2. Thank you for listening.